Yes, war is stupid.
It's dumb, it's dumb.
Yeah, war is useless. It's dumb, dumb.
So you're saying the war that's bugging you right now?
Yeah, I'm still really torn because, I mean, Israel is not stopping and they're just bombing the shit out of tons of innocent people. And from what I saw, Biden wants to be like, yo, yeah, he wants to stop sending money to support them, you know, bombing shit. Because he's like, I think they've been, everyone on this side has openly been like, I think you guys are doing it wrong. But he's like, yo, we're going to do this to the end. And Hamas, you know, they're only like, if they stopped the war today, you know, I think Israel would be fine with, if you left us alone, we'll leave you alone. But like Hamas, they're, I don't want to say it's their religion, but what they believe in is like the eradication of the other one. So like they won't stop. Correct. Even if they just put an end to it, they won't stop until they're done killing them, which is what the main thing is.
I wonder what, like, obviously religion, like, started most of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but why, though? You know, like, you guys see different points of view. Okay.
Okay, right.
Why do you have to kill each other for that?
Why do you have to kill each other?
Like, I don't get it.
I don't.
Like, people, what are we doing? Like, why are we still killing each other, man? Like, for petty shit. Like, we have enough land. We have enough, like, stuff, you know? We have enough abundance of goods. We can just, like, help people out, you know? Not just our country, but all these other countries that are well off and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, like, give them, if they don't want this land, they don't like each other, we'll separate them. Put one on this side of the earth and this on them on the other side of the earth, and they'll never fucking touch each other again. I don't know.
Like, man.
I know that's kind of extreme, but like,
but you could literally try anything else.
Yeah, like, why do they have to live in the same country together? Obviously, it's not working out.
I think part of that is Israel. They placed sanctions.
I mean,
on the
I get that. Like, you don't want to just leave your home. And, you know, like, what I'm saying is kind of ridiculous, but like, I just mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a refugee, you know? Nobody wants to be a refugee because nobody wants to take refugees. And even if you could, like, nobody wants them in their country, it seems like. You know what I mean? Which is kind of fucked up, too. But you can't take everybody into your country and expect your country to be okay, you know, or vice versa, or for them to be okay in your country.
Yeah, that too.
Because, like, they're over here. And people don't like that, so they're gonna fucking go after them. It's not their fault they're refugees, you know.
I know.
And we're giving them places to live, which is good, but at the same time, it's not good because it's like making everybody think that we're treating foreigners better than
the homeless here.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's a freaking vicious cycle.
It is.
Then no one has fucking figured out yet. 2024, and we still have no better way of to fucking deal with this.
I think it's just like the closed-mindedness inside of our government, you know. It's, the government itself is necessary, but it's also, it has too much power, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it has power over everything right now. And people don't want to know how to live their own lives.
For real.
So they just, like, rely on the government. And how often does the government get things right?
Yeah, that's a bad, yeah.
Like, and they do what they can with what the tools that they got. And the process is slow because we have to, like, decide what the right decision is. And then if we take too long, then action is, you know, we don't know if it's needed or not. All that stuff. If you take too long, you took too long, it's too late.
For sure.
It's crazy. But you can't make these decisions because they're too big for one person to make a decision. So you have to have a committee, which makes sense, but it doesn't make sense when not everybody has a say, and that would take way too long.
Yup. So where's the fucking, so what does that leave us with then?
Yeah.
That's funny, right? That would take way too long.
It would, if everybody had a say, you know, on certain things, like, I get, but like, big rash decisions like, oh, do we help this country out with weapons or like, I don't know. Seems like every country we've helped out with weapons, like Saudi Arabia and shit, like in the 90s or whatever, Desert Storm, like we gave them all these weapons and then they turned around and fucking used them against us. Supposedly, I don't know the whole fucking truth, but...
Well, even just the most recent pullout, I know you saw how much millions of shit we left.
Yeah.
How much equipment they left behind.
Ridiculous. Like, and then they say we don't have all this money for this shit. You just left all our fucking equipment over there and like... expected them not to use it? Yeah, right.
Right, that either one tells me you do have enough money to just literally leave your shit behind, or two... Dang, I lost my train of thought.
I don't know, yeah. Two, you have enough, like, abundance of shit you can help people with, but you don't. Instead, you just go over there, you say you help them with your fucking armies and shit. You know, we're like, oh, we're over there helping these people. No, we're not. Talk to their citizens, they're like, we don't want you here, you know? Some of them, like, are protected, you know, as far as, like, certain groups, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's hard to say because we only get so much information from the news and from even just the internet itself, mm-hmm. you know? Some of the content is blocked in America. Same with other countries, too. They have blocks on certain content
for
different countries. You know, you don't always get the whole truth.
I know. I wonder how much of what actually happened in Afghanistan, or even what started in Desert Storm, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, was there little groups of freaking commandos, like, landing in and around oil reserves and pockets and stuff like that? Because we know it was the fucking oil.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you know the people who have the most money as far as, like, ex-presidents and shit. They're the ones that have everything to do with all this stuff, you know? Oh, yeah, let's go over there and get some oil because they own the oil companies. Yeah, they want their fucking oil.
Indeed.
Every president, like, that's done that, President Bush, both Bushes, actually. Right, because they're obviously, you know. Bush. Yeah, and, like, Clintons, they're... part of the Rockefellers, at least Hillary is.
Yeah, they've been around too for, just as long as all that's been around. Yeah.
So to say that they don't want this power, but like I always heard stuff like, oh, this president wants to turn it into a dictatorship. I've heard that about Obama. I heard that about Trump.
Really? You heard that?
Yeah, it's like, where do you even get this shit from? They're going to overturn the Constitution and all this stuff that's, like, unable to overturn. Nobody, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
The president does not have that much power to overturn those kind of things.
Yeah, no way.
It would already happen by now if it did. Guaranteed. One of the presidents would have got a hair up their ass and fucking did it already.
Yeah, that's true.
The presidency is really just a show. He's a fucking puppet, you know. He's the stage boy. No matter what president is, like, they're all stage boys for the most part.
Yeah, man. When it comes down to it,
yeah,
they have to be. You know they are.
Yeah, the president doesn't have that much power. Although if they had to, they could pull an executive decision and, like, totally, like, nuke somebody. But only in extreme circumstances, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what people say. Oh, they gave Trump the power of the button. What the fuck are you talking about? He has to go through a committee just to push this fucking button. So you can't tell me that he has the power to do this shit, you know? Every president then does, if that's the case. You're telling me every president has a finger, a button that he can literally just push without anything? No.
A big red button?
Say that shit, yeah. They gave him the power. Well, you voted him in. I don't vote for that reason because you can't complain to me. You guys are the ones that voted. I don't fucking vote. I don't complain about politics, though. Like, they're all fucking bullshit.
They all are.
You know? Like, debating politics is one thing, complaining about them is another, but just straight up being closed-minded and not hearing the other side is just fucking ignorant.
And then ornating yourself in every in every piece of merch you can.
Just because you hate somebody like the president or Trump or whatever, most people do. Like, they hate Trump. Good. You can hate him all you want, but he still became president no matter what. You know, like, that's like a kind of a respect thing, I guess, you know. If you're voted into presidency, you did something right.
That's true.
You know.
Or is it? Or did you just pay enough money?
Yeah, exactly. Or did you just pay enough money? For real. I wouldn't doubt it, though. Like, maybe he was the first president that wasn't bought in by other, like, the rich families. Maybe he just bought himself in.
I'll take
that. He had enough money to buy himself. Although he's not the smartest guy in the world. I'm not a Trump supporter. I don't support any presidency. So.
But yeah, even if that, at least that's better than yeah. He was like, nah, I got it. I don't need any of your help.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm like, yeah, he's a dumbass. He says stupid shit. He doesn't know when to shut up. Like, that's what people hate about him. That's it. You know, like.
That's like half of America. So.
No, exactly.
Exactly. That's probably me.
You might as well hate yourself then. Cause
for real.
Everybody wants to say what he's trying to say, but he just. Like Obama, he was smart. He was a good talker and speaker. You know, he was well educated and all that. He did a good job. Like, never had any issues with it. You know.
Each one did the best they could with what they were given, man.
Pretty much.
And each one usually inherited a shit show from the last guy.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what sucks about the presidency, because, like, you can only do so much. Even if you were in 8 years for 2 terms, you're only allowed 2 terms. After that, you're done. No matter what. And you can only do so much in those 8 years.
It's true, man. And with how slow fucking everything takes, you know, you could be the most on the fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
Just like on the ball.
Yeah, on the ball president. And they'll be like, all right, that'll be done in 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Yeah.
Wait.
You can only do so much good, you know, I'm like, and it works for a little while. How long can we actually have a system where we have a leader? Maybe we should just do a system where we have multiple leaders. You know, it's like they all fucking represent a little part of everybody, you know, or a little part of every group.
Cool, that'd be cool, yeah.
I don't know.
And just have
just an idea.
Yeah, just break it up into
One representative for every group. Whatever you identify as or a part of, you know.
As far as, like...
Like, anything. You could be part of anything. Like, just whatever group you are, you could be an independent person.
Okay.
Like,
okay, okay.
Just whatever group you are in. You know, there's leaders for that.
That's cool.
And then each leader talks to their miniature leaders, or whatever. And then they talk to their... So on and so forth, all the way down the chain.
You know? Man, imagine having a multi-president...
Where everybody... Actually does have a say in a sense, I guess.
Right.
Feel like that's a good idea.
Or you at least have a better chance of getting another point of view.
Yeah. Because one person as like the president, as a representative of our nation, how could he speak for that many people? You know, he just can't. Even the senators can't speak for everybody. There's not enough people for that. Because they're not going down, down, down to the chain. They're just going up, up, up. And you can only go up so high because there's only so much people that high.
And when they wrote that shit in, they probably never guessed that, you know, in a few hundred years, that amount of people would be billions.
Right.
Hundreds of millions, you know?
Yeah. And even back then, like, the richest person was like, what, they had like a couple $1,000 when they were rich.
Yeah, right.
And now, like, it's millions, billions now, trillions.
For sure.
Yeah.
And but, even then, you know, they didn't have... How back then are we talking?
Like, a couple hundred years ago.
We're talking, like, when they just
started
the colonies.
Yeah.
Like, just broke free of fucking
Britain. I'm sure they had, like, people that were, like, millionaires. Like, they had a few, like, a million or two. And they were, like, hella rich. Like a billionaire would be nowadays.
Okay, okay.
But like...
But dang, did they even count that high back then?
I feel like they did, but not... It was very rare, you know?
Fuck. Anyway, but yeah, that's a good question. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like even the richest people, though, there's only so much rich people. Like, the top 1% of the richest people in the world. That's 1% of the world. That's tiny, dude. Compared to the rest of the world.
It is, yeah. It is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unfortunate how where we are now.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of seems necessary, I guess, in a way of, like, chaos and order. You can't really have order, though. Like, order is, like, physically impossible, I think. Like, 100% order. Because even if you were in a utopia and it was, like, a perfect world, per se, there'd still be, like, accidents and, like, people dying from shitless, like, they, like, you don't think about, you know?
I wonder what the crime would be like in such a world.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure there'd be some people that have issues fitting into society. They're always gonna be, but like,
I wonder how minute those crimes would be or how outlandish they would be because of how rare they are now.
And like, do they have to still serve time in prison, or is there like actually a rehabilitation, like,
right? Did they get rid of prisons?
Yeah,
they're like, we found out it doesn't work. People got tired of paying for people to fucking eat 3 meals a fucking day. And
yeah. Well, like, if they actually put them to work in a good way, though, like, find out what they like to do, you know, and fucking put them in that.
Man, could you imagine?
Because then they can excel what they like to do. Because, like, when you go to prison, and, like, say you're a tattoo artist, you can't do tattoos in, I mean, you can, but, like, you're not supposed to. Like, you can get in trouble for it, you know? So, like,
yeah, you can't openly do it.
Yeah, you're risking your fucking career and your skills to do what you do, and you're like, that's all you know, really. Like,
for sure. Hey, that's a good idea, though. Imagine that, like, rehabilitation places where it's, yeah, the one thing that this person can do, likes to do.
Yeah, you just ask them, like, what do you like to do? Unless they're, like, totally, there are some people that are, like, completely, like, mentally, they're just born that way, and you can't do anything for them, so you put them in, like, a hospital or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We do that anyways. Someone who's, like, hella fucking messed up in the head, and they're literally schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help them for a sense of, like, the only thing you can do is make them comfortable in their living situation.
Really, that's all you can do.
I don't know. It's a hard situation to be in. I lived with somebody who was diagnosed schizophrenic, and it was hard living with him, but, you know, you just gotta make him comfortable and, like, make sure nobody's taking advantage of him and shit, because people do it. People take advantage of those kind of people. It's fucked up.
Was he medicated or no?
Oh, he was. He was medicated. He, like, through his whole life, he was medicated.
Damn.
Yeah. They were giving him Ritalin and shit when he was, like, 10 or 12 years old. Yeah. It's rough.
I know, that's horrible.
But that's, like, we're all, it's an experiment, I feel like, you know, they're like, oh, let's give these kids this fucking drug and see what happens.
I really hope he's able to come back as a freaking something awesome.
I feel like he's, like, yeah, you know, when he passed away, like, the pain is gone, you know, like, he's in a better place type of thing.
For sure. Like, if he came back here, I really hope he came back as, you know, someone successful and happy. Or if he didn't, like, I hope, you know, he got the okay to, like, move on up.
He'd always tell me, he's like, Aaron, I'm the hand of time. He's like, this is a machine. And he'd, like, tell me exactly, like, crazy. It wasn't crazy, but it was, like, I don't know. It felt like he was kind of accurate in a way. Like, he knew what was kind of going on besides...
I can see what you mean.
The reality of what, you know, like, people say schizophrenic people can see beyond all that. All the veil, you know. The veil is lifted. That's why they are that way. So...
I can see that shit. Yeah. That would drive anybody insane.
Fuck yeah,
I can see, man.
Like, I feel like slightly I'm on that path, that line of, like, get being that where the veil is almost lifted, but I'm not like he just kind of like got shoved into it type of thing.
Yeah, you better be.
I got gradually the veil gradually opened up a little bit, and it's still opening for me, obviously, like,
for I wonder how much of our third eye is actually, like, there.
It's weird, because every once in a while, I'll hear, like, a cracking sound in my brain. I feel like it's the fucking calcification breaking up in there sometimes. Man, I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's not like a crack. It's just like a, it's a pop, but it's a feel, it feels good, like it's a release.
Have you looked up, like, there's waves for the pineal gland?
Yeah.
And we've...
Theta waves, delta waves, alpha waves.
We put them on, and, like, Jerilee will instantly fucking... She's like, I feel something right here the minute we put it on.
I've tried it a few times, and I kind of remember the dreams were a little, like, very vivid. I can't recall them right now, obviously. I didn't write it down, but, like...
Okay.
Sometimes I can recall my dreams, though. Like, when they even say, like, your hands are healing, too, like... That's why when you put your hands on, like, something that's injured, you know.
I see. Yeah. We gotta get into that.
Frequency and stuff. For sure. I know, we talk about that a lot, but I like frequency.
I know.
Everything is frequency.
It is. Tesla fucking knew it.
See, look at that. You hear that fucking bike driving by? That's frequency.
That freaking son of a bitch.
Well, you can forgive us, because we're in apartments.
Such is life.
Yeah. Remember, kids. Don't drop bombs.
Drop knowledge and truth nuggets.